We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's our second hour on a Wednesday afternoon, along with Dan Cook and Adam Carter, Chad Hartman here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Dan is a nice person. Dan gets along with just about everybody.
Wait a minute.
At the radio station. The other two on this show were kind of pains in the butt, moody, ornery, and don't always get along with everybody, in, really, in our entire lives or at the station. But one person that we all get along with at this station is now with us. That is Jordana. And we all get along Jordana because she's honest, she's authentic, she's smart. She says what she means. She doesn't give a damn about the feedback. She's self-deprecating, and she's real. Who Jordana is on air is who she is in real life, and this show's official policy about phonies and disingenuous is we're done with you. So when the news started spreading that Jordana was sick, all of us were touched by it. And Jordana is with us right now to talk more about the news that she has a unique form of leukemia. You know, we all send the best to you. We all send our love. We all send positive vibes. In fact, maybe in the background, Adam might perform some yoga in the background while he's thinking of you.
I do have the pants in for honor it today. Of you. Yeah.
Are you wearing your Lululemon
pants?
Know
it.
Of course you are.
Comfort first.
Of course you are.
I'd like to.
All right, so
that.
Hearing your laugh make hearing you laugh makes us all feel good. I don't want to just revisit everything from yesterday because you've had to do this hundreds and hundreds of times. Just tell us about this. The leukemia scares all of us. So tell us about this type of leukemia and what it means to you and what it means to the doctor.
First of all, a couple of things, Chad. You've had a tough week, and you know that when I heard about your dad, I reached out. I'm so sorry, and right what an away. Extraordinary life that was.
Thank
and your just the way you handled that on the air and off the air was incredible. So well done with that. And but you've had a hard week, bud, right? First him, now me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, knock it off. 2020, you can, well, I can't quite say exactly what I said to you about 2020 in a text, but.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And a couple of other notes. It's not my eulogy, so stop being so nice to me on the air. You can deliver it when the time comes, but I'm not dead yet. And second of all, Dan Cook is not that nice. Where is this coming from?
That's a fair point.
See, now, when you started that, I thought Chad was setting me up for something. I didn't realize the left hook was going to come from Jordana.
There you go. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate all of you. I think so many people were surprised too, because I've been on the air every day and seeming like nothing was wrong. But the fact of the matter is, Chad, that I haven't felt well for 3 or 4 months, and it's just a lot of fatigue. And of course, you chalk it up to COVID or you chalk it up to menopause, which I'm not in yet. I wish it were that; that would be easier. Or anxiety or whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is, it was none of those things. So that's a message. If your doctor just tells you, oh, it's anxiety, go take some pills, and you know something's wrong, you should definitely explore that more. So when they told me that something was really wrong last Wednesday, I can't believe it was a week ago, I wasn't that surprised because I knew I didn't feel myself. this kind of leukemia, like the news just kept getting worse for me. They're like, okay, you have T-cell ALL. I don't know what that was a week ago. And then they said, it's actually pretty rare in adults. It's usually childhood leukemia. It's pretty rare in adults. And now they're drilling into the genetics, and they're like, well, it's like less than 1% of leukemia, less than 1/2 of 1% or what you have. And I'm like, well, that doesn't sound great. You know, help me out, guys. So when they told me they had to transfer me out of Abbott and to a specialist, of course, and I'm so grateful to have the Mayo in our backyard. I tell you, Chad, stuff like this just makes you so grateful. I have incredible health care due to our union. I have incredible support from Entercom, and Shannon Konepke and Kim Varland have been on the phone with me. And when it was announced yesterday on the radio, I said to my kids, guys, just a heads up, I'm going to talk about this on the radio, so you might like hear things. And then like there's breaking news in the Star Tribune. It must have been a slow news day otherwise. And the governor tweeted at me like all this other stuff that my kids actually thought was cool. And it really helped them. So this is not a secret. This is nothing to be ashamed of. As you mentioned, I tell the truth and I'm honest and authentic. And I want to be that way because, yeah, we can make cancer jokes. But we also know that cancer is very dark and it could kill me and it could kill anybody. And I think it's important to be on the journey with others. So the outpouring of support that I received, that my children got to witness, really healed them. So there's a lot more healing to go. But for those of you that reached out, that said nice things, that commented on social media that I've made public for everybody, you have done a service that is immeasurable beyond words because you helped take care of my children. And that is invaluable to me. So thank you.
Jordana, it's Adam. Unfortunately, I have some experience in dealing with someone who faced a blood cancer, and it was strikingly similar, what you were describing, and now your journey now as it begins, very similar to a very close friend of mine. Can you talk about the importance now of identifying a match for you for that bone marrow transplant, should it come to that?
Yes, and that is something that it should come to. In fact, my doctor is very honest with me that said, Jory, you know, for this kind of cancer, you'll probably need that. And you may need more than one course of chemo before that. Mm-hmm. So for those who don't know, I'm going to be in the hospital at Mayo here for at least 28 days. I get chemo every day for the first 2 weeks, then I'm in recovery. Then if I have zero cancer in my body, which is highly unlikely, they spring me for a week, get to go snuggle the kids and be back and with everybody, but I'll probably need another round or two of chemo. After that, I will probably need a bone marrow transplant. Now, with this, there is the Be the Match registry, which is a national, if not global, registry where you can donate blood. I think it's just a cheek swab, Adam. Is it a cheek swab now?
I think so, yeah. It's really minimally invasive. Yep,
they send it to you in the mail. You do your cheek swab, and then you can send it back, and you can be part of the registry. I was already part because I was a half match for my cousin when she had a different kind of blood cancer 10 years ago. So I haven't had the opportunity to do the mitzvah of giving bone marrow, but I'm in the registry. I encourage everybody to do that, not for me, just because you're a good citizen of the world. But they'll go to my siblings first, who could be 100% matches for me. They'll go to my siblings and my close family. And if they don't find a match for me, then they will go to the registry. And the more people that are on it, the more chance I have to live along with other people who have blood cancers. Adam, how is your friend faring?
Sadly, my friend, Saturday or Friday will be the 8th anniversary of his passing. He got a really bad.
I'm so sorry.
He got a bad.
I'm so sorry.
Bad. He had AML, acute myeloid leukemia.
Yep.
And he was a 6'7", bigger than life. But I just wanted to add this too, Jordana. When we did the story yesterday, I have a number of friends in our group of friends who was friends with Justin, who we've raised a lot of money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which has done amazing work, and I've let them know of your situation. I'm sure they'll be in touch with you. But they called me yesterday. I got 3 phone calls from friends last night hearing your story, just how it brought up so many memories. And I am just praying that in the 8 years since Justin left us, that the advancements that LLS has made has had the ability to save your life, and I'm sure that they will.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Adam. I have a lot of faith in my team here, and technology and science. I believe in science. And I, too, hope that will be the case and for all blood cancer patients right now.
Well, part of what we have to do with the station, too, and the station is fantastic at shining the light on causes and what we're doing with BPINC and what Wolf is doing right now is heighten everything about finding matches, not just for you, even though you are our top priority right now, but for people across the state. So let's use this vehicle of WCCO Radio to do it. I just want to emphasize again where you are at. You are at potentially the greatest hospital on the planet. We cannot take it for granted that depending where you are in the metro area, depending where you are in the state, the proximity to the Mayo Clinic, and nobody wants to go to the clinic, right? Unless you work in there, and then you just, you know, you alter the lives. But it's fabulous that you have it. Now, I've had a few people who've had to go to the clinic the last few months, sadly. Are you limited now to just mark who can come down? What are the restrictions in that area about who can see you at this point?
Yeah, interesting question. That's true. I am allowed to have one visitor per my visit. So I'm going to be here a month. I can only have one visitor. And that, of course, is my husband. Mark is here often. That's because of COVID. And also because of COVID, no one under 18 is allowed to visit in the hospital. So my children couldn't come anyway. Even if I was up at Abbott or the U, often children under 18 can't visit. So they are resigned to the fact that we just FaceTime a million times a day, but they're amazing. So yes, one visit per, one visitor per person. And I got to be honest, that's not fun. Like, I'd love my friends to come. I would love my family to be able to come and visit, but we totally understand the risks. We want to keep the hospital staff here safe. And that's a small price to pay.
It's fairly recent publicly, and at the same time, the outpouring has been large. But as you've told friends, and as friends have told friends, did anything catch you off guard by people reaching out to you and sending their best, whether it was somebody from the past or just a particular kind word? Because it's amazing how that can play a part. How many doctors can tell us, yes, the medicine is going to dictate this, but your spirit, your confidence, your rest, and the boost that we all can get from people around us truly can help us.
It's been unbelievably extraordinary. Even my kids said, "Mom, I can't believe how many people like you." And that was high praise. And there's lots of people that don't, and that's fine. They don't have to reach out. But like, I'm on a text string with my college roommates now. People have reached out to me from across the globe. In fact, by the way, intercomradio.com doesn't let EU listeners listen to the podcast. They need to work on that because some friends who've moved over there want to hear some of the updates that I'll be doing with Paul. It has been, I wept last night reading my Caring Bridge comments, and there is a Caring Bridge. Just look for Jordana Green or Jordana's page. I've been posting on Instagram at Jordana Verde, and I'm going to do some live hits even with Paul on there. So people should follow that. That's public. Facebook, it is so healing. And I hope you felt that way too, Chad.
I did.
About your father.
100%.
So I hear where you're coming from. I hope that helped you in your grief and in your healing. And even in my recent diagnosis, where we don't know what's going to happen with me, just knowing the positive energy that is behind the folks that just give me one second of thought or, you know, take the time to tweet or comment, I am forever in your debt and just so grateful. I feel enormously lucky.
That is extraordinarily well stated. If people want to follow outside of just hearing you with Paul, because I know you're going to do that as much as you can, the Caring Bridge site is pretty simple. Just Caring Bridge, you can find Jordana's page. If you want to look another way, WCCO Radio has a story about Jordana's news. You go to the bottom of the story, you can link right there. And it was a pleasure having you on. None of this was a eulogy. All of this was true. There's not a lot of BS on our show. And to be honest, probably a lot of people on the station we might not have had on, but we all think the world of you. And so you're going to kick this butt and I have not a shred of doubt about it. And I don't doubt there'll be some days when it absolutely stinks, but in the end, you're still going to be yourself. You're still going to have a handsome husband and your kids, and you're going to be in a better person for it.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much, Chad.
We'll talk soon, Jordana. Our friend, Jordana Green. If you want to send a text right here, because Jordana can see those texts, this is a time when show the decency in your heart. If you want to find out if you're a match, you can do that. If you want to follow the page, we can start up on a lot of stuff here on opinions, and we probably will next segment. But in the end, having people you care for in your life is what this is all about, and rallying to their defense when they need some help is also just a testament to your decency. So please do that and keep Jordana in your thoughts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.